There, where she stands, it is always sunrise. The morning twilight licks the sky like a great crimson tongue. Her legs are long and firm like twin willow trunks. Her feet planted either side of the narrow stream where the little wooden sailboats float by. Her frizzy black hair is twisted into long, tight braids. Small beads of sweat roll down her ebony skin, leaving a trail of musk in the warm, damp air. She bends down to pluck the next boat in line and cradles it in her palms. Her slender fingers caress the smooth hull, the rugged sails, the slim candle mounted on its bow. This one was built to last. She lifts the boat towards her lips. She blows a single kiss. The little sails flutter in the tiny gust of breath. Anchored in the soil, beside her feet, two medieval torches burn with steady silver flames. She lights the candle's wick against the nearest torch. The air is filled with aromatic oils. She smiles and guides the boat back to the water with a gentle splash. She cups her hands to scoop the next one up. Downstream, as far as the eye can see, flotillas of lighted candles drift towards the sea, the sailboats clattering as they jostle in the tide. Upstream, countless unlit boats await their turn in single file. She neither works the wood, nor weaves the canvas, nor dips the wax. She only lights the wicks. Some candles burn like shooting stars, a moment's brilliance, and then they fade and die. Others burn like embers and last a century or more. She contemplates the other shore, there where it is forever dusk, where Michael blows the candles out and welcomes home the little boat she launches. She'd love to hear the stories of their journeys out at sea, the tempests and the calms, of how it feels to ride the ocean's waves. Herself, she feels no happiness, no pain, no fear, no jealousy. She simply wants to know. She lifts her head and arches back her neck, stretching as she does. She undulates her shoulder blades, then tightens the enormous muscles that run across her back. Out shoot two splendid wings, as broad as an albatross, as black as a carrion crow. She flaps them once and folds them back in place again. She sighs, bends down, and plucks another sailboat from the narrow stream. There, where she stands, it is always sunrise. The morning twilight licks the sky like a great crimson tongue. There, where she stands, it is always sunrise. There, where she stands, it is always there.